So, again, you know, I wasn't raised Christian, but I confess I do have a fondness for that Jesus. And, you know, he said, the kingdom of God is within you. Yeah? He didn't say the kingdom of God is in somebody. Try to find that somebody. And when you find them, see if they'll give you the kingdom of God. Okay? Now, the Buddha, his way of talking about it was, we have one person to save. Again, he didn't suggest that we just go look for somebody to save. Although a lot of us got conditioning that would suggest that probably is what he said. Okay? But he didn't. Right? One person to save. And the handiest thing of all is we are that one person. Isn't that a perfect system? Yeah? Y'all knew this already, didn't you? I can tell. So, when we look at practice, I keep talking to you, but you know I'm talking to all of you, right? I just got fixated on Jodine. So, we each have one person to save. Now, nobody on this planet, no matter how much they might love you, no matter how wonderful they are, nobody is ever going to understand how you suffer the way you do. Nobody. I mean, how many people have you complained to? Right? And you know, their reaction primarily is, can I tell you about my suffering? You think that's sad? So we know that. We know that about ourselves. We know deeply the level at which we suffer, right? So in this practice, we talk about that person as the authentic human being. Okay? I was talking with somebody who I just pointed to about a grandchild, 2.5 years old, you know, just so excited to be alive, just so lit up, just everything is a miracle. It's just all wonderful. Probably right till you mess with him, right? Then he's starting to get opinions at 2.5. But for the most part, just lit up, right? And I said, you know, that is all the proof we need that that's who we are authentically. Mm-hmm. You know, if you doubt it, just pick a baby, a random baby, anywhere, you know, and spend a little time with it, and you'll realize, yeah, there it is. Now, then we can all get very, very sad about what's going to happen to that little person, right? We know what's going to happen because it happened to us. Right? So we don't really have to wonder. I don't even think we have to feel bad about it. It's just going to happen. That's all there is to it. Right? So there's the authentic human being who comes in, yeah, come on, with some karmic predispositions and some ability to identify with egocentricity. And, you know, we got our potential here. But I think, actually, that potential is a great gift because it's what enables us to wake up. Okay, but that's down the road. So there's the authentic human being. And then, with this recording and listening business, we discover something in a form that we have known was there, but probably didn't realize was so accessible and available. The mentor. Right? The wisdom, love, and compassion that animates us. When we get to center, there it is. That's what's there. Right? It's the unconditional love and acceptance that is the authentic nature of all. Okay? So there's the authentic human being and the mentor. And then, We have to somehow get them together. Right? That's where we come in. The practitioner. Right? The person who is going along, doing whatever in life, suffering, we guess, and at some point realized, you know, there's got to be more. There's got to be another way. Does everybody know that? Because, you know, a lot of people never get there, right? A lot of people suffer, most people suffer and die, but never, ever get to a place of saying, you know, is there another way? Is there something else? Is it possible not to have this experience? Is it possible to be happy? Right? But all of us had that question, right? So there we have the third person in our little trio, right? So we have the authentic human incarnation whose suffering we know, whose innocence we experience. How do we know we experience that innocence? Because we think things should go better for us than they're going. If we didn't know our innocence, we wouldn't think that. You know, for all the self-hate that people struggle with, there's this sense of innocence there. Is that true? Mm-hmm. A sense of goodness, a sense of who we authentically are. Yeah. And there's the mentor. And there's the practitioner. And what's required of us is that the practitioner has to be moved enough by the plight of that human being to be willing to make the kind of effort that's necessary to be made to save that person. That's what we have to do. And I bet, all I do is project, right? So I bet that each one of you knows the level of suffering that the human being feels and is still willing to listen to a voice say, yeah, but I don't feel like it. Yeah, but I don't want to. Now, if out there on the lawn there was a child, well, just right there, right? It's out there in the cold, for God's sake. I don't even have to have it drowning or something, right? Okay. Or one of the little rabbits around here, right, is out there and it's stuck somewhere, right? And it's in distress. Can you imagine saying, yeah, but... I gotta go to bed. I'm tired. I don't have time for that. Right? So, you can feel that you would be moved to sympathy, right? And you would do whatever was required. Right? And that's where we have to be with the human being that we are. We have to feel that much sympathy, that much compassion for that human being that we would feel for that small child or for that creature. And when we do, there's just nothing that can stop us. There just isn't. Because feeling that compassion will put you in touch with a heroicism, is that a word? It is now. Okay. With a courage and a strength that hasn't been available until then. Until there's something that you are willing to give your whole life for. It doesn't matter if you're tired. It doesn't matter if you don't feel like it. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Nothing matters. Nothing's more important. So that's what I was hoping to get to talk to you about. Because it's those three. Those three. And we are all of those. We have all of the components within us. But sadly, what most of us have been convinced to do is to listen to an interloper. Right? A stowaway on the ship of our life. Right? This lame voice that has nothing to do with anything except when we identify with it and when we listen to it, we forget who we are, we forget what matters, and we give our lives over to something that is pathetic. Right? And we all know when we do it. We all know because we feel bad when we are less than we know we can be. And then, of course, that turns into self-hatred, and we get blamed for it.